Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard this music podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
And welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists from all over the world that we think are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. This is Season 5, Episode 16, Side A. You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast is a podcast of two sides, like a cassette. Side A, 1 week, Side B, the next. Side A is all very entertaining and funny, with lots of banter and different sides and sections, like a magazine-style show. So if you want to have a bit of a belly chuckle, stick around. Side B, on the other hand, is all about the independent artists and all the submissions we get throughout the week, and we showcase some of the best music of the week. This is Side A, so strap in. Each week joining me on the show, I have hosts and guests. This week joining me, as usual, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, hello. How is everybody?
I'm very good. Are you good?
I'm always good, you know me.
Anything new?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Nothing.
Lovely. Good chat. And also joining me, we have Mike Five. Hello, Mike.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going?
All very good, thank you. Yeah, you?
Excellent. I'm very good, yeah. Living the dream.
Excellent. I'm glad you're good. And also joining us from California, we have Bob from Rebel Tramp and Amplitude and Frequency. Frequency? Frequency? Frequency. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how's it going? Super excited to be here with you guys.
Thank you for joining us. It's, what time is it there? 12 o'clock?
It is 12:20.
Not that it really matters on a podcast. People will be listening to this all times of the day. So, yeah.
I listen to it on my way to work, so.
Yeah, if you're listening to this at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're listening to this at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
That's definitely going to make the edit.
Also joining us, we have our podcast artificial intelligence, who is Austin.
I mean, that's a contradiction, surely. There's nothing intelligent about fucking Austin.
Don't be like that. He's cutting edge technology is Austin. Anyway, you're Austin. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just fucking swell. Thanks. I'm a cutting-edge artificial intelligence designed by highly intelligent researchers and scientists for the purpose of helping and advancing the human race. But somehow I'm here on a miserable Tuesday night in your shitty laptop. That's about as powerful as a TV remote control, reading out the bios of artists, and playing stupid fucking games on a podcast that is about as popular as Prince Andrew.
I take you back, Austin. I apologize.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, I think we're much more popular than him.
Austin, as happy as always. Jesus. Anyway.
Miserable bastard.
So, yeah, that was Austin. That was the team. We're going to move straight on to our first section, which is...
Oh, sorry. It's the icebreaker, isn't it?
Icebreaker.
Okay, so our first section, the icebreaker. It's my turn to run the show. So, for the icebreaker, I've brought three games, and each game will have three sections. Ooh. The first game that we're going to play is called Guess the Song. So Austin is going to read the lyrics to a song. Obviously, he's going to take out the parts of the song that will give away what the song is. And the first person to get the song obviously wins a point.
Do we just shout out?
No, you're going to shout your name. So shout your name out. And then if you don't shout your name out and shout out the answer, you forfeit. So
bloody hell.
It's not hard to remember, Mike, really.
I wasn't expecting you to go all blockbusters on me, but all right.
Okay, so this is the first song. Austin, can you read out the first song, please?
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. The fires in their eyes and their words are really clear. You better run. You better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood. Don't be a macho man. You want to be tough. Better do what you can. But you want to be bad?
Okay.
It's bad.
Mark no, Jackson. It's not.
Oh, crap, it's the other fucker. Shit.
Does anybody want to take a guess?
No.
Do you want me to play it again?
Oh, is that the end? Yeah, all right, play it again.
Yeah, do it again.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. The fires in their eyes and their words are
Mike,
really...
Mike.
Go on.
I wouldn't have got this if Wayne hadn't said bad. It's Beat It.
It is Beat It, yeah.
Ah,
cocksucking motherfucker.
I wouldn't have had a clue if you hadn't said that, to be honest with you. But yeah.
Okay, so that's 1 point to Mike.
Wrong fucking leather jacket, wore it. That's what it was.
Yeah, the red one in the Beat It, and it's the black one in Bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, next song, Austin, please.
I'm through with standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the knife.
Wayne.
And I'm never...
Nickelback Rockstar.
It is. Point to Wayne.
Thank fuck for that, you bastard.
Right, okay. Austin, next song, please.
There's no time for us. There's no place
Wayne.
For us.
Go on.
Queen Who Wants to Live Forever.
Yeah, geez, that was quick.
It was quick, wasn't it? Wow.
I'm on a fucking music podcast, lads. Come the fuck on. You know what I mean?
I have to have you on my pub quiz team, Wayne.
So that was the first three rounds of the first game. We're going to move on to the next game now. The next game is you've got to guess the artist from the interview. So our first interview is David Letterman speaking to someone. You need to let me know who that someone is.
You know, people at home looking at us right now are saying to themselves, those two guys don't hang around together.
That's not really what I heard, David.
Tell us about a little bit of the video we saw. Is there any way you can explain that to us in a short time, or what were we looking at?
Well, one of the things that, the reasons it's like that is because we had Toby Hooper directing it, and he did Texas Chainsaw. That's why I'm credited with so much violence.
Is it now? Do you consider that to be violent, that particular video?
No, I think it's sort of a cartoon, really. I don't understand all these people who think things are violent like that. I mean, they're crazy.
What in that do you think people would consider violence?
Probably the love in it or something.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I don't...
Because I don't know. All these people who complain about me being violent are usually, you know...
You're not a violent person, right? In your own life, you're not violent.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
No, nothing, no one?
Fucking
no.
I think I've you know what, fuck it, I'll take a stab in the dark. What am I going to lose? A place. I think it's John Lydon.
No, but I can see why you went there. It was Billy Idol.
Oh, ah. Stupid fake English accent, of course. Fuck, yeah. Bollocks.
Okay, so we're moving on to our next one, which is Jimmy Kimmel speaking to someone.
Two things. Before we get into like the meat and potatoes of our historical... No, I'm not going to cause any problems. Not this time. I've sold over 400 million, so you correct yourself. All right?
I'm sorry. Okay.
And then the other thing is, I just got these new grills, and if I start lisping, will you tell me? I'll take the bottoms out.
Let me see them. Ooh, they're beautiful.
You like them?
Yeah, I do love
them. I designed them.
Wow, you designed them?
Uh-huh.
Now, let me see.
Can I try it?
Yeah, if you start...
They're my birthday grills. It's almost my birthday, so I
can... Wayne?
Go on, then.
Lady Gaga?
No. If the others haven't got it by now, they're not going to. It was Madonna.
Oh.
Yeah. This is Travis Smiley speaking to someone.
You know, you have been an advocate, and I learned a lot from State of the Black Union. You've sent it to me, and I make a point to try to check it out when I can. And that said, Dick Gregory, one time I saw him on there, and it just moved me so much, I put pen to paper, and I owe him money now.
Dreamer.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the song Dreamer that you dedicate to Dick. And actually, four songs I want to get you to talk about the lyrics specifically. I'll get to that in just a second. Back to this PBS thing there right quick. I'll come back to that only because you...
Bob?
Really...
Bob?
Is it Lenny Kravitz?
No. And if the others haven't got it by now, they're not going to hear it. It's Prince.
Oh, that was my second guess. Dang it.
Never mind. Okay, so that was the second game, which was a pointless waste of fucking time.
That was fucking hard, dude. That was. Jesus.
So we're going to move on to our third and final round of the Icebreaker, which is guest theme tune. So we've got three...
Sorry, I honestly thought you were going to say it's a fucking photograph round.
Richie's going to describe a picture.
So I've got three theme tunes. You have to guess the theme tune now. This is our first theme tune. Yeah.
It's Round the Twist.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Oh, God, no, it's not, is it? Oh, shit.
That was what I was saying.
Fuck off, Wayne. Jesus. Fucking fuck.
You got 10 seconds, and if nobody calls out Wayne, you can have another go.
Fucking fuck's sake.
No, I thought the same as Wayne. Mike.
Go on.
Is it like Clarissa Does It All or one of those?
Yeah, that's exactly
so
what it is.
Close.
Is it? Oh,
Clarissa,
yes.
Clarissa Explains It All, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well done. This is our second song.
Wayne. It's the A-Team.
No.
What? Oh, fucking hell. Fuck's sake. Fucking fuck's sake.
This is good.
Bollocks.
Oh, Bob.
Fucking fuck you, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
No, is it Bionicle Man or...
No.
No.
Wayne.
I've got to stop jumping into fucking early. It's Dallas, isn't it?
Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas.
Fucking hell.
Right. Yeah, well done. I'll give you that one, Wayne. I'll give you off point for that one, Wayne.
Fucking hell.
Final one. Final song.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, fuck you, Mike.
40 Towers.
Yeah. Well done, Mike. Well, that was fun.
That was good.
So, that was our icebreaker. What were the scores, Wayne?
I won 5 fucking nil. Fuck you all.
5-0? No.
5-0. Fucking 5-0. Fuck you all.
Who won?
Fucking Mike did by half a fucking fucking point.
Oh, brilliant.
Damn my hubris.
You're just too quick, mate.
Right, and on that note, we're going to move on to our first proper round of the show, which is the head-to-head. The head-to-head is where Wayne, myself and Mike bring a piece of music from the submissions that have been sent to us, the vast amount of submissions, and we select one of our favourites and we bring it to the show and we vote on the songs at the end and we'll decide who's our overall favourite at the end, is basically what I'm trying to say there. So, Wayne, do you want to go first?
I'm still. Hang on.
He's still reeling.
Absolutely livid.
So I am bringing a band called London Plane and their song Come Out of the Dark. Was London Plane with their song Come Out of the Dark. I'll read you a bit from the email that was sent to us back in May. So it says, NYC based indie rock stroke post-punk outfit London Plane present Come Out of the Dark as a fun power pop infused track with accompanying Space Odyssey video, a great taster for the band's long-awaited sophomore Bright Black album. And it goes on to say, the band's David Mosley explains, Come Out of the Dark is a simple rejection of isolation and aloneness. Following months of quarantine, the song is a thinly veiled allusion to the pandemic and the social and political conflicts that we have carved chasms, both internally and externally. Thanks to Shauna McLarnon. I never remember how to say her name. Shauna McLarnon, a shameless promotion. She sent this to us. Right, let's start from the start. 90s indie sound, check. Mixed with 2000s alt genres, check. What's not to like? I'm all about that shit. I mean, you should know by now, I bring a song because I like it, and I like it. It's that simple. And I mean, especially because it reminds me and others of this album, because the album's very good as well. It reminds me of like indie films from the 90s, like, you know, Trainspotting and Twin Town and, you know, all those fucking lovely, fantastic little films that just came and went and everybody seems to have forgotten about. But yeah, and, you know, it's got indie disco written all over it, and that's pretty much it. I just enjoyed it. Who's going next?
Mike, you can go next. What have you got? What have you brought?
Oh, thank you very much. I brought a song by We Walk the Earth called The Ice Storm.
I've got I Am Hollow.
That's because I said it wrong. That's the name of the album. Let me do that again.
It's not easy.
Can you get Austin to read it? I've brought a song by We Walk the Earth called I Am Hollow. The Earth with I Am Hollow, not The Ice Storm, which is the name of the album. So We Walk the Earth is an artist that I came across back in May. At Lights and Lines we ran an event called the Album Writing Club, where we asked people to sign up to write and record an album or an EP in the month of May. And we chose couple of different winners. We chose best album, best EP, and then we had a public vote for best single. The album oh my god, what is going on tonight?
Fucking hell.
Blah 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 blah. The album that this song is from won best album, which was basically my choice, and the deal was we will release whatever I think the best album is. And it's absolutely brilliant from start to finish. I love it. It's bluesy. There are heavy bits, there are slow bits, there are sad bits, there are crazy bits. I love the tenor saxophone in this. A guy called Sam Duffy plays the tenor saxophone.
So fucking random.
Yeah, it's random and it's brilliant. And it sort of has a bit of an Iggy Pop vibe, I think, in that particular part. And it's just got that kind of, yeah, crazy, mad edge, which I really, really like. So I absolutely love it. The album is coming out. The album is called The Ice Storm, and that comes out on the 25th of November. 2022, in case you're listening to this in the future. And it's absolutely brilliant. This is the lead single, which we put out as part of our summer singles series. And of course, this is a coincidence, but we do have one of the other winners as our guest tonight, which is pretty cool, because Bob, who is Rebel Tramp, also won Best EP. And that wasn't actually planned when I submitted this, but that's worked out quite nicely. So we can talk about all of that later as well. But yeah, really, really cool. I just love it because it's dirty and fantastic and interesting and exciting. And that's that. We Walk the Earth with I Am Hollow.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to play my song now, and I have brought a song called Once More Down the Rabbit Hole by White Rabbit Objective? No. White Rabbit... Oh, God, get your words out. We are struggling tonight, lads.
It's Tuesday. Not used to doing it on a Tuesday.
Nah. So this song is by White Rabbit Objective.
was a spooky little sunrise in the afternoon when I saw your face. I was dreaming of playing cards, the queen of hearts, fighting myself and in the space. The Mad Hatter walked in the room, introduced me to you, wanted me of your embrace. We tumbled down rabbit hole, and so tired you of my soul. There's no devil here, there's nothing to fear, it's only God when he's drunk. It's only God when he's drunk. Sleepy sunny Sunday morning, tastes like corruption, storm clouds laugh at all escape. Secrets locked down in the cellar, making the air all so bitter. Feelings of you I can't erase. We tumbled down the rabbit hole, and so tired you of my soul. There's no devil here, there's nothing to fear, the way he's drunk. Oh, we don't need an alibi, no crime to justify. It's only God when he's drunk.
Down the rabbit hole by White Rabbit Object. So Austin, can you tell us a little bit about these?
Francis Bartholomew Rabbit, the son of a grifter mother and a gambler father, from Nola, and River Bunny Rabbit, born in France, an army brat, raised by an elderly au pair who taught her to see beyond the veil, are the heart and soul of White Rabbit Object, a married/hash roadhouse ranch duo currently calling Chicago their home. A careful combination of sexy vocals, overdriven guitars, and expensive lingerie drive their sound, but it is their love and trust that are the foundation for their creations. Francis and River invite you to follow them down the rabbit hole, to peek behind the curtain and peer through the looking glass. Oh, and if you happen to know River or Francis, they'd ask you to please keep this our little secret.
Yeah, so that's that's
a bit late for that now.
Yeah, what can I say about this? If I was to put a genre on this, I would say it was grungy, soul-y, blues noir. I don't know how else to describe it. It's a fantastic piece of music. Her vocals are phenomenal. I like the way it builds up all the way through. You wanting her to scream. You want it, it kind of builds up all the way through to like a crescendo, but it never hits the crescendo. And then at the end, she gives it. Yeah, she actually bellows it out, and it's perfectly constructed. I just love it a lot. Really good song. So yeah, that's my song. We've brought all of our songs. Now we're gonna do some votings. I'm gonna go first because I'm allowed to do that because I'm running the show today. So I'm going to choose Wayne's song. So cool. Wayne, you have a point. I like your song, Mike, but all I could hear was Bad to the Bone. Which isn't a bad thing. Bad to the Bone's a fantastic song, but that's all I could hear. So, yeah, Wayne.
Right, okay, so let's quickly chat about Mike's. It's filthy, psychedelic-infused southern rock. I'm totally here for that. You know, I love that. I mean, the trumpet guitars, where the fuck did that come from? It threw me
so
completely.
Weird. But did you notice how they blended so well?
Yeah. It threw me. I was like, what the fuck's that?
That was so cleverly done.
I think to be honest, we've reached peak Mike with that song. And then Richie's song, I mean, once more down the rabbit hole, it's gorgeous, it's mysterious, it's this fantastic arrangement. I mean, good grief, her fucking vocal is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that fuzzy underground sounding guitar, which has got like a pitch shifter on it, so it gives it that sort of higher range edge. I think it's a pitch shifter, it might be something else. But and then it's got a glockenspiel. I mean, fuck yes, glockenspiel. It's Richie's song for me. Richie's getting the point from me this week.
Okay, lovely. I'm gonna go to Bob now. Bob, what did you think?
Well, you know, I have to say, out of all the shows that I've listened to, this was the hardest to really kind of go to decide on the songs. Like each time the track came on, I was like, oh, this is the one already. And then Mike's song came on, I was like, oh no, it's this one. And then your song came on, Richie, and I was like, oh my god, this is like a hard choice. But I think I'm gonna have to go with White Rabbit. That was just a really overall great song. Loved the kind of like that dreamy vibe with the sultry vocals. It's like smoky jazz club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. That was a hard choice. Those are all really great songs. But I'm going to have to go with a White Rabbit Object.
Yeah, I think, do you know what? You know, I rarely say this, if ever. I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast, but I think she could give Amy Winehouse a run for her money. I mean, she definitely could now because she's dead, but I mean, back in the day.
I mean, even I could give Amy Winehouse a run for her money now.
So, yeah, lovely. Thank you. Mike?
Well. I enjoyed both of the other submissions. I thought they were both excellent and quite different. But I do, yeah. I'm going to have to go Richie's. I think the rabbit thing was, whatever it's called, was really good. It had, I mean, it obviously had a, you know, sort of hark back to Jefferson Airplane, I suppose, with the title and everything, but it lived that a little bit and did it really well. I do agree, the vocals, I definitely heard Amy Winehouse in the first kind of few notes of that. I thought, oh yeah, that's someone that can actually sing, which is really good. So it pains me to say it because I'm pretty sure you're pulling away now in the lead for this, but I have to be honest and go with my heart, and I do think that is the best one this week.
I'm just pleased you didn't fucking win, Mike. That's all I'm pleased about.
Still king of the icebreaker, though.
Oh, fuck you. It's mine next week, and I want to be cool as fuck to you, I am.
Right, so yes, I'll take that point. What are the scores? What are the scores on the board?
Well, congratulations, Richie. You are indeed pulling away. It is now 7 points to Richie, 6 points to Mike, 5. Oh. And some other bloke in the podcast, he's got 3.
Never mind.
How many icebreakers have you got, Wayne?
Fuck you, Michael, fuck you. Right. You know what? We played the other week and I felt bad about winning the one the week before when Richie did it. So I thought, no, I'm going to sit back. I'm only going to get answer one question. I'm going to sit back. I'm not doing that shit anymore. I'm not.
You smashed it the first time, Wayne.
I know. And then I sat back and I felt bad. I was like, fuck, he's done this. And I fucking smashed it out of the park. And I was like, no, I'm going to sit back. I'll just answer a question. Just show me. And then I'm going to sit back. and now he's fucked me in the arse 8 times. I ain't fucking having that.
He's not only won, he's absolutely rubbed your face, isn't he?
Oh my God.
Right, anyway, after that malarkey, we'll move on to the next section, and the next section is the wild card.
Hey, Pedro here, the podcast genie. Just before they go into the next section, I just wanted to plug our Patreon. We spend an awful lot of time and money doing these podcasts and running the network, which also looks after artists and creators. For the price of a coffee a month, you can support us. You will also be entered for future giveaways. Patreons will be given an invite link to join our private members area. Over there, artists and creators can post their latest works, and we will promote them on all of our channels. If you are an artist, we will also give your latest works a play on the podcast. You can sign up at patreon.com/YHHTMPC. And finally, wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, please pause this, then give us a rating and a review. It not only helps get the podcast out there, but it in turn helps get the independent artist heard. Now, with no more further delay, let's get back to the wild card.
Okay, so the wild card is that section of the show where I work my way onto the emails, all of the submissions, and we're going to select one at random. I'm going to flick through them, and as I flick through them, at some point, our guest Bob is going to say stop, and the one we land on is the song we're going to play. So, whenever you're ready, Bob, I'm flicking through the emails now. I'm flicking.
Stop.
Right. Okay, so what have we got here? We've got, we've got Bitch Don't Come For Me featuring Heidi Shepherd. This is by Ruvox, R-U-E-Vox. Bitch Don't Come For Me featuring Heidi Shepherd. Austin, would you be so kind as to tell us a little bit about this one?
For immediate release, August 29th, 2022... Las Vegas, Nevada-based dark rock/pop/industrial artist Ruvox has teamed up with Butcher Baby's frontwoman Heidi Shepherd on her vicious new single, Bitch Don't Come For Me, with a music video produced and directed by Shane O'Neill and cinematography by Deed DeBruno. Bitch Don't Come For Me was produced by Brian Steele Medina of Gemini Syndrome and features Henry Flory of the Butcher Babies on guitar. It's an empowering track and anti-shaming, fat-shaming, sludge-shaming, etc., and actually turns into a diss track in the bridge where Heidi almost name-drops a certain well-known artist that she has had this kind of experience with in the past. I wanted the video to be along the lines of the movie Death Becomes Her, where we're some hot girls getting ready for a night out, but all of a sudden our bodies start falling apart and we're just hot ghouls by the end of it. The video features myself, Heidi Shepherd of Butcher Babies, and Shannon Guns, DJ from Octane on Sirius XM.
I have no idea. I don't even know where to start. I've literally got nothing. Wayne, what have you got on this?
Let's unpack everything that Austin's actually threw everything at you. This is definitely going to be a metal song, and it's going to have some 2000s new metal feel to it as well. And for some reason, I've got a bit of Arch Enemy in there for some reason. I don't know why. It could go the other way, and it could be Hailstorm, that sort of fronted vocal. So it's going to be really like full on, in your face from the start, and it's going to have a slight punk edge, I'm going to say.
I'm just going to agree with all of you because I haven't got a clue. I know it's going to be some sort of metal, and I know it's going to be female fronted. That's all I'm getting from it. Mike?
So when you said the title, I thought, oh fuck, it's some cheesy hip hop thing. But the women from Butcher Babies are amazing. They're a really good band.
And oh, you know them?
I know the Butcher Babies. I've seen them live somewhere, in fact. I can't remember where. But it'll be kind of filthy, head-banging, slightly on the edge of screaming metal, which would be amazing. So I'm quite interested to see how different her solo
stuff. You ain't going
to
see shit, Mike. It's a podcast.
I see what you did there. but yeah, no, I think it could be quite good, actually. I might be pleasantly surprised. Based on the title, I thought it was going to be fucking shit, to be honest with you. So I hope it's really good now.
Bob?
Yeah, I thought the same thing as Mike when I first heard the title. I was like, oh, wrong pick. you know, I'm not familiar with the band at all, but I'm like picturing like a metal band fronted by Lady Gaga and Nicki Minaj, if that makes
any
sense.
That sounds fucking awful, Bob.
Okay, then, so without no more further ado, here is Ruvox with Bitch Don't Come For Me featuring Hoyda Shepherd of the Butcher Babies.
Bitch don't come for me.
Don't come for me!
Fucking hell.
What?
I said I won't. Fucking don't shout at me. Fucking hell.
Featuring Ruvox and... No, not featuring. By Ruvox, featuring Hoyda Shepherd. She's got a terrible stutter. It was... It felt a bit Limp Bizkit-y to me.
That's what
I said. Yeah, it was... I've got no complaints. I really liked it. It was, and it was different. It definitely stands out. It's, you know, and that's what you want. You want music that's good and stands out in the crowd. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that before, apart from Limp Bizkit. Wayne, what did you think of this?
Well, let's put this right. So, the opening riff to me has got that like I said, that nu metal sound. It's very Static X for me, that opening sort of bouncy riff. And of that time, not a problem. Fucking love that shit anyway. I feel like he's got this whole anti-Karen fucking vibe about the song.
Anti-Karen.
Anti-Karen, yeah. Like, I looked at her square in her face and I said, fuck off. You know, loved it. I like that it's very entertaining as a song. It bounces all over the place between choruses. The chorus is what anchors the song, and it just goes fucking wherever else it wants to. And it just comes back to that chorus, so you know you're sort of, that's where the anchor point is. But I did enjoy it. It's, you know, it's one of those, I liked it. I would have to give it a couple of listens to fully appreciate it, I think, because there's so much going on.
This song is all about the production. It's all about the production. I mean, I'm not saying that she's a bad singer or they're bad artists, but whoever the producer is, they're the mastermind behind this song. Mike?
Controversially, I didn't really enjoy that. I felt like it was confused, and I feel like if it had just done, like, the dirty Static X grindy metal thing, it would have been brilliant. Or if it had just done whatever that other thing was, probably would have been all right. But mixing the two together, didn't really get it. So it's probably not one for me, to be honest. But I do think people should listen to The Butcher Babies because they're very good. And if nothing else, that's helped people learn about that.
I would also say go check out Rue Vox, because even though you might not like this one, I think she's got a sound that most of her songs you probably would get behind, maybe. Bob?
Yeah, you know, I think I kind of agree with what everyone was saying. I think the chorus was the part that, like, every time that came on, I was like, oh yeah, that's great. But I do think it was maybe overproduced in areas, but to on purpose, right? To be commercial, and kind of, you watch it with a video and it's probably that much better, but just hearing it on the phones, it was great overall production. I just felt like if it stuck more to how the chorus was sounding, I would have even enjoyed it more. But, you know, I liked some of it, and some of it was just kind of all over the place.
I think the chorus sort of ruined the scream. Like, you know, you'll think about,
yeah,
she got a stutter, Richie. I think it's sort of, it's like, that she can really scream and it sounds amazing. And they kind of just went, oh, that's a bit too metal, let's make it poppy. And I just...
Right, yeah.
I don't think it made it poppy. I think it made it new metal.
Maybe.
But the new metal was kind of poppy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it was. Well, it was... Was it? It was hardly fucking Katy Perry, was it?
no, but it was
accessible,
more mainstream.
It was accessible. It was accessible. accessible metal.
It was very accessible. I mean, I listened to that one at the time. I was like, "This is so accessible."
I ordered two of them at Starbucks today. Can I have two accessibles?
I like a double. Like, sometimes when I listen to Limp Bizkit and then Static X, I'm like, "That's a double accessible."
Yeah, we should definitely keep taking the piss out of me. Cunts. Right, yeah. Anyway, with that over, I liked it. It's a bit of a mixed bag. This is kind of Marmite. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. And
I should just say, sorry, but I don't like to say that I don't like things. What I really mean is it's not quite for me. That's really what I'm saying.
Okay. That means he doesn't like it. So
really,
what
like
we're
going
to... So, right, moving on to our next section. Oh, for fuck's sake, no. Oh, it's the intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode. Go. Okay, so this is the section of the show where the week prior we were tasked to go out and find some music we like from the genre or a genre that was selected for us, and this week we were tasked to go and find some music from the genre Western Swing. Now, try as I may, and I tried harder with this genre more than any other, because I really didn't want to do anything for this genre. Fucking hated the thought of doing something for this genre. So I tried to get hold of every fucking artist that is going. Not one of them got back to me. I reached out to them. I reached out to them. I put it all over Twitter. I put it fucking everywhere. I even joined up to fucking Western Swing groups on fucking Facebook. I tried everyone. No one got back to me. We do have a promotions company who sends us on a regular basis only country music. And there was an artist in it that falls under this category. He wouldn't reply to me either. And although he's meant to have shitloads of awards, I couldn't find fuck all on the bloke. He got no bio in his Spotify. He's got nothing anywhere. So I thought, you know, fuck off then. Fuck all of you. Fuck all you Western swingers out there. I'm going to tag you in this. So you're probably going to listen to it. You can all go and fuck off. Go and fuck off and die, the lot of you. You pieces of shit. So
I thought Western swingers were a slightly different thing. What kind of groups did you join?
That's why I'm so angry that they didn't let me in.
Yeah, right. They're like, mate, you've got to bring your wife.
So what's happened is Wayne's gone away and he's wrote a piece of music.
Like I always do.
And I was struggling to think what to do because I didn't know what the fuck to put over your music, Wayne. Honest to God. I didn't know what to do with it. So I decided I'm going to have to do my own thing. And then when I received Bob's song for tonight that he's going to play, that he's... his latest track with Rebel Tramp, which is Intergalactic Spies, I thought, ooh, I wonder if this is some sort of cover of the Intergalactic song by the Beastie Boys. It isn't. But then I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'll do an Intergalactic cover of the Beastie Boys in the Western Swing style. So that's what I've done.
Wow, that's quite a journey you've been on.
So my song is called Intergalactic Swing. Wayne's song's called The Bastard Cowboys of the Western Midlands. So...
Okay.
Usually we're going to put them on the Patreon, but I'm thinking, fuck it, we're just going to play them and...
I wouldn't bother playing mine at all.
Oh, I am playing yours, Wayne. I am playing yours. People need to hear what you've done.
No, I don't. I'm not upset with what I've done. I wouldn't bother playing it. It's only instrumental now.
I didn't know what to put over the top, mate, honestly. It's not bad. It's just... Oh, I mean, we could still put one of them in the Patreon and then... we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to play yours first, Wayne. Yours isn't... It's only 1 minute 52 anyway, so this is yours. That was the Bastard Cowboys of the Western Midlands. Now again, I say this every time. We do this for a bit of a laugh and a giggle. Considering Wayne's never done Western Swing before, and he's just done that off the cuff. You know, this is just a bit of a laugh. I applaud that. I think that's fucking brilliant.
I agree. I mean, we don't know for a fact he's never done it before. I think it's brilliant. I mean, what I've learnt doing this podcast for the last 9 months, is it already? Is that Wayne is incredibly talented. like genuinely, I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't necessarily listen to that particular genre. It's not made me go, wow, I must explore this further, but it's very good.
But you have to understand, this is the first time we've listened to the genre, but he's probably never listened to it before.
That's what I'm saying.
Just pulled that out of his arsehole.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's brilliant. I mean, you know, you're not going to win me over with every genre. I think Western Swing might be slightly beyond my... that's true. But that, I think it's brilliant. Well done, Wayne. I'm very impressed.
We're talking about them. I mean, we could lose a lot of listeners over this genre. So I might just stick them both in the fucking Patreon, to be honest.
You know, you said that there's a promotion company that sends us a country song every week, and we've never chosen one. So I can't imagine.
Shall I send this to them?
Target audience. send it to them and see if they'll promote it. see if they'll put it out there.
What did you think, Bob?
You know what? I feel like if you put some cool punk vocals over that, that could be a really interesting song.
That's the way to go.
At the start, I thought it was going to start singing, "You are my sunshine, my only sun." Listen.
That's right there.
I never even made that distinction.
You know what? I was also thinking that you could use that at the start of like a metal song, like do the first 30 seconds and then just go crazy metal right after that.
Or like the beginning of like Battery.
So yes, all Wayne and I are doing is trying to give you an example of the genre because we couldn't find fucking anyone who does it. So I'm going to play mine now. It's called Intergalactic Swing. It's a cover of the Beastie Boys classic Intergalactic. I apologise in advance.
Can I ask a quick question before you play it?
Yeah.
Sorry, is it a cover of the original or is it a cover of the Fatboy Slim remix?
I didn't know Fatboy Slim did a remix, so the original.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so here you go. Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick up in the mic with your wide gut. Numbers beyond what you can dial. Maybe it's because I'm so versatile. Style, profile, I said. From the Hudson River out to the Nile, run a marathon to the very last mile. And if you're bad at me, I will revile. People always say my style is wild. You've got gore, you've got guile. Step to me, I'm a right profile. If you want a battle, you're in denial. Coming from you ain't to chip my style. Go ahead, put my rhymes on. The whole scene. When it comes to beats, well, I'm a fiend. Like my sugar with coffee and cream. Well, I gotta keep you going full steam. Sweet to be sour, too nice to be mean. Long talk guy, I'm not too keen. Trying to change the world, gonna plot and scheme. Man, Yoshi likes to keep it clean. Gonna shine like a sunbeam. Keep on rapping, cause that's my. Thank O.D. for sticking to themes. When it comes to MB, all is green. Yes, there's the rhyme and the rhyme routine. Another dimension, new galaxy. Intergalactic planetary. Intergalactic planetary. Planetary. Intergalactic. Intergalactic. Intergalactic planetary. Planetary. Again, I apologise.
I'm literally crying.
I think you just created a new music category.
Shit.
Intergalactic Western Swing.
Every fucking week I come downstairs after I do this podcast and my wife goes, are you okay? You look like you've been crying. I'm like, yeah, it's laughter. It's the fucking genre challenge again. She's like, oh, my God.
Does your wife listen to the show?
No.
Probably best. Probably for the best.
I don't think she'd enjoy it.
Is it Wayne?
Yes.
Oh, just leave it there then.
I can gear a bit on sub on the subgenre that is Western Swing, if you like.
Please.
Yeah, give us some information, yeah.
So we've got a bit of basis for why we've just randomly done these fucking songs. Western Swing. Yeah, Western Swing is a subgenre of American country music, and it originates in the 20s, and it is an amalgamation of many different genres: rural, cowboy, polka, old-time Dixieland jazz blended with blues and jazz. Where Western Swing differs to other sort of big swing band sounds is the fact that it's led by, instead of being led by horns, it's normally led by a fiddle, and that's pretty much it. That's all I could really be bothered to write down and read out. Bands I enjoyed, Spade Cooley, he was quite good. He did a song called Shame On You, and there's a song by Tex Williams. You have to go and listen to this song. It's Tex Williams, and his Western Caravan is the guy. And it's called Smoke, Smoke, Smoke. Now, this is a Western Swing standard. This one is. It's done by loads of different people. And it basically complains about people smoking. But in the middle of the song says, actually, smoking's quite healthy and it's really quite good for you. So crack on smoking. And I'm not joking, you need to listen to it. It's really good for you, you know. It's, yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it for Western Swing.
I'm actually thinking if we're going to continue doing the genre challenge as we am, I might just do that every time, just do a cover of Intergalactic in the style of the genre.
You should.
That would be amazing.
Sounds me fucking plugging my keyboard in.
No, you have to keep doing what you're doing.
I've done lyrics this week. I left it to you. I thought you'd got it.
Sorry. No, but it was still a good example of the genre, so it doesn't matter. Oh, did you enjoy mine, Mike?
Yeah. It's a really good song.
You mean the original or mine?
Yeah, no, well, based. Sorry.
Any comments, Bob?
You know what? I quite enjoyed that. I thought that was an interesting combination there.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
We'll leave it there.
What was the line? When it comes to beets, when I'm a fiend, and then he just says, whatever it is, coffee and cream.
I like my sugar with coffee and cream.
The build up to that was just, oh, I know where this is going. It's brilliant. Oh, this hurts.
Okay. We need to move on. We're going to move on to our next section.
Hang on, we're going to choose the genre.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah, of course we do. Okay, Bob, do you want to choose a letter from A to B? To Z? A to Z?
A to B.
A to Z, okay. Okay. Let's go with O.
O.
I'm sorry if this ends up being country again.
I've completely changed my opinion on that genre. I love it.
If I'd have tried to do Intergalactic over your tune, Wayne,
it wouldn't have happened.
It would have gone mental.
You would have had to wrap it a lot quicker because it was only 1.5 minutes or something.
I'd have had to wrap it double time.
Yeah, exactly.
I even made sure it was less than 2 minutes so I didn't piss anybody off. Right. Right, we have about 25-ish O's, so choose one between 1 and 25.
Oh, 15. Let's go with 15.
It's when he started singing the chorus.
The Intergalactic at the end.
Yeah.
You know, right. Okay, so if you'd have chose 14, you'd have had Organic Ambient. And if you'd have chose 16, you'd have had Oriental Metal. we've landed on Organum. No, I didn't say what you think I said.
It's an anticlimax of a song.
It's Middle Ages polyphonic music.
Oh, so it's like music that was done on a Nokia.
One of those Sony Z9s, wasn't it? That was the first polyphonic ringtone. Yeah, so Organum, Middle Ages polyphonic music.
I don't know what the. She's gonna.
I'm guessing that's done on a clavichord.
Your keyboard's about 2,000 years old. You should be able to do this one, Wayne. we're pretty much finished that section now. We're gonna move on. While we're still all sane, and we're gonna move on to the history section.
Hello, back again, I see. Back to History Corner. I'll pull up some rug. I'll bore you to death with something else this week. So, episode 16. On the last episode, I said we were going to talk about the most dangerous song in the world. Well, it's the most dangerous stroke, you know, sort of song in the world. So, when I say that, do you think of Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit or American Idiot by Green Day? Helter Skelter even by the Beatles? All contenderous. Contenderous? All contenders for the most deadliest and dangerous song. But the MVP goes to... Rezos Serez and his song, I'm going to try and read this out in Hungarian, so forgive me. Szomorú Vasárnap, which is Gloomy Sunday. Have a listen.
Nap száz fehér virággal vártalak kedvesen templomi imába, álmokat kergető vasárnap délelőtt bánatom hintaja nélküled visszajött. Azóta szomorú mindig a vasárnap, könyv csak az idalom, kenyerem a bánat, szomorú vasárnap. Utolsó vasárnap, kedvesem, gyere el! Vab is lesz koborzsó, ravatal gyászlepel, akkor is virág vár, virág és koborsó, virágos fák alatt utam az utolsó. Nyitva lesz szemem, hogy még egyszer lássalak, ne félj a szememtől, holdan is áldalak! Utolsó vasárnap. Nem remél. Hiába sírok, és hiába szenvedek, szívtelen, rosszak, és kapsik az emberek. Utolsó vasárnap, kedvesem, gyere el, pap is lesz koborsó, ravatal gyászlepel, akkor is virág, bár virág és koporsó, virágos fák alatt utam az utolsó. Nyitva lesz szemem, hogy még egyszer lássalak, ne félj a szememtől, holtan is áldalak, utolsó vasár.
An exact representation of the original.
And I thought that was Hungary's 2022 Eurovision entry. right, so Hungarian-born Ceres wrote and released Gloomy Sunday, which is the English translation of this, in 1933. He was 34 years old and a struggling songwriter. He was friends with a poet called Laszlo Javor, and depending on who you speak to, they say that Javor was responsible for the lyrics, and then others say that Ceres adapted it and blah, blah, you know, it's back and forth. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story when it comes to this one, because it's very bones of contention.
Fuck, does that even mean?
You'll see. When Gloomy Sunday was first released, it sort of came and went, no fanfare, nothing. It just sort of just was released and that was it. You know, it just disappeared. And then it was picked up by a record label and was released and recorded by this guy called Pal Kalman. And it was then linked to a string of suicides in Hungary, which led to the song being banned. Now, I can't substantiate whether this is true or not, because newspaper archiving in 1930s Hungary, well, it wasn't great, let's put it that way. So then other accounts tell of a teenage girl who drowned herself while clutching a piece of Gloomy Sunday sheet music, a shopkeeper's suicide whose suicide note quotes the lyrics, a London woman who overdosed while listening to this song on repeat, and it is believed the suicides to this song are linked and stretch into the hundreds. Ceres survived the Nazi intern camps of World War II, and he carried on writing, but he never reached the same sort of, I don't know if you call this lofty heights, dismal lows, I'm guessing, of Gloomy Sunday. And then in 1968, he jumped out of his window in his Budapest apartment block, also killing himself. But from all accounts, the sites I visited, about four of them, they say that this is what is regarded as the most deadly song ever written. And it is also the name of the documentary which focuses on Ozzy Osbourne and Judas Priest, when they were linked with, you know, the whole satanic playing your songs backwards, suicide malarkey. It is called Gloomy Sunday. That's what the documentary is called. Side note, I had a different song in mind for this, and I genuinely believe this. I found, when I put this into Google, because that's where I always start, I found about two websites, one in particular, but I can't remember what it was, because I just thought I'll find it again in a minute. It was one of the top searches that said Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come was the most deadly song. Unbeknownst to me, I think I may have wandered onto some white supremacist website there, because everything else I read about Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come, it's like, actually no, it's a song of hope and inspiring people to, you know, rise up and be as one. It's not a deadly song at all. So I think it's just the white supremacists saying, no, we've got to keep those black people down. So yeah, I'm glad I didn't find it again. But yeah, that was Rezos Ceres with Samoru Vasanap.
I mean, for 1933, the production was fucking amazing.
Where the fuck did that electric guitar come from?
Yeah, it's I've of course listened to the original, which is very grainy and done, but I think it's a nice piece of music. I like it. It's an interesting story. I don't really know what else to say. It's very interesting. I don't think I'd stick the original on my playlist. I don't know if I'd stick that on my playlist, actually, but a nice piece of music with a dodgy background.
Yes. This particular version that you played, I actually quite enjoyed that. I thought I kind of liked that kind of classical, dark feel, and then going into that metal sound with those really great vocals. Actually, a little bit reminded me of like Muse a little bit, on the way kind of like they'll do their music with, like, you know, piano and kind of this really cool vocal line, classical feel, and then they'll go into something heavy. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't know what everyone's so fucking miserable about. I think it's a really good song. You know, if I was going to kill myself, it wouldn't be because I listened to this. It'd be because of discovering that Wayne's come out as alt-right or something. But
trust me, I'm not coming out as alt-right.
just based on his web browser history. But no, I think I really enjoyed it. Obviously, you know, the sort of modern version of it is maybe more up my street, I don't know, but it sort of reminded me of S&M by Metallica, where you got, you know, big heavy metal band with an orchestra. Yeah, I just had that kind of feel, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed it. Thank you yourself if you listen to that. Just, you know,
You'd be all right.
Yeah, I think you'd be fine. I probably should have put a disclaimer before we played it, just in case anybody else is feeling a bit low.
I mean, listeners are already down after the swing country, whatever the fuck that was. So, you know, to kill off the rest, he was a little bit harsh. But I think they'll be all right. I think they can cope.
Well, let's hope so.
I'm literally sat here on my new phone trying to order spirits through fucking Just Eat. I'm trying to top myself. What's three barrels like?
I don't know. Right, so we'll move on to the end of this. Next week, do you want to know what next week's is called? Or next time's is called?
Yes.
It's called Beware the Troll.
Ooh.
Mm. Is it a nursery rhyme?
It's not, no. I did actually think about doing nursery rhymes, but no.
I think it's about someone that's mean to other people on the internet without any reason.
Zee. I haven't actually looked into this yet. I've just got the title, so I'm just going for that. I'll build the history lesson around it. Right, we're going to move on to the artist spotlight.
So the artist spotlight, Bob of Amplitude and Frequency and Rebel Champ, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been really cool.
You've got to say that, though, haven't you? welcome to the show. Tell us a bit about who Bob is and your projects and what it is you do and who you are and why you do it.
Okay, yeah, I mean... with the two projects I have going, I mean, first I started with Rebel Tramp, and that was just kind of like one of those things where you kind of say to yourself, oh, eventually I'm going to start, you know, recording my own music. And then I was like, what am I waiting for? I've got, you know, with nowadays you can just record. There's all sorts of equipment and things where you can just do it yourself. And so I just decided to do that with Rebel Tramp. And, you know, the project has kind of evolved from me doing collabs at first because I had no idea what I was doing. And I was like, oh, how do I, you know, especially with vocals and whatnot. And then kind of it's turned into me kind of taking all my favorite types of music, like, you know, heavy rock, blues, psychedelic, and electronic, and just kind of putting that all together and kind of trying to do my own thing with it. And I recently did some music with Sean Charlton, and that's where Amplitude and Frequency came from, because we talked about doing an EP together. And after doing that, I really kind of honed in, I think, Rebel Tramp a little better, and that's kind of where this new EP came out with the Riding Club. It was you know, mostly inspired by doing that, but I was kind of on a roll already. And yeah, it's just Rebel Tramp's just me, and the Amplitude and Frequency is me and Sean Charlton.
So I've heard the new EP. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Enough to obviously, you know, we're going to put it out. What should people expect? Because there's quite a variety on here.
Ooh, I would say it's kind of like abstract art in music. lots of blues, hard rock, kind of just mixed together. You know, I try to when I'm doing this, I try to make the music in a way where, like, when you put headphones on and you listen to the song again, you go, "Oh, I didn't notice that. I didn't, like, I heard it together, but, like, now that I'm hearing it again, I'm hearing the two separate tones." So I really try to mix different, like, a keyboard and a guitar part in a way where you almost can't tell they're two things at first. And I think with the EP, you'll hear a lot of kind of like that abstract art type of feel. I'm not really sticking to any type of necessarily like verse, chorus, formula, whatnot. I just kind of went where it took me, I guess.
So if our listeners and our followers want to find you and check you out, where can they go?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Rebel_Tramp. That's where I spend most of my time doing social media stuff. I'm also on Facebook. Find me on Spotify. I think almost all the socials I'm on there, but really Twitter is where I kind of spend most of my time doing so, you know, listening to other artists and following you guys. Is for, you know, so.
And the rest of the year, you got any plans?
I am working on some stuff to do with Sean Charlton again, with the Amplitude and Frequency project, And then also, I've got maybe 5 or 6 songs that I think would be good for the next Rebel Tramp. I want to do an album, but you know, obviously we've got to get this first one out and promote that. But yeah, so I'm really excited by being part of Lights and Lines. It's really cool to be a part of something like that, because I'm not just rooting for my own music. It's like there's like a team of people, and I'm like, you know, feel like just part of that group feeling when you're on a team. Although I don't really talk to anybody there, but I just feel like, you know, that's been really cool.
So it's like being part of a collective.
Yeah, and I like that, because like I'm not just it, you know, it's like it's hard to promote your music all the time, and it just kind of feels like, you know, oh, look at me, here I am, do this, me, and it's nice to be a part of that.
And this song we're about to play out with, Intergalactic Spies, what's the story behind this?
It's hard to explain, I guess, what it's really about. There's no real lyrics. It's just about, like, in my mind, it's about, like, if you could be, like, travel in, you know, in a spaceship, like, what the different worlds would look like. And these, you know, in your spaceship, you're visiting, like, another planet that has, like, maybe different life forms, and you're hearing the different sounds on those planets, and just kind of that idea that you know, we can reach out beyond our little planet here into like other universes, I guess musically, I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but it was really just about making some very, very interesting sounds and combining them together. And I came up with the name after. I was like, ooh, this sounds like almost like a spy movie type song a little bit.
So we're gonna play out with that now. We'll leave all the links to you and everything in the show notes, so if our listeners want to find you, they can find you through the show notes. I just want to say thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike, for joining me. As always, it's been a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm very grateful to be able to sit here every week and listen to whatever you come up with for the genre challenge. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bob, did you enjoy it?
I very much enjoyed that. That was actually great, and I'm excited to hear the next one with the Beastie Boys lyrics. I'm already looking forward to that.
Whatever happens with the next one, Wayne, you do the music, but you've got to do the music so as I can put the Beastie Boys over the top of it.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
So, Wayne, thank you.
Yeah, cheers, my mum.
It's been a pleasure. So this has been You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 5, Episode 16, Side A. I've been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Mike.
And our guest has been
Bob from Rebel Tramp.
Thanks for listening, if indeed you still are. Goodbye. That's the wrong intergalactic. We'll be right back. That was some psychedelic psychedelic shit right there.
Fucking love that. Brilliant.
Wow. Yeah, that was amazing. The sounds that you were producing there were phenomenal. It was, well, I don't know if it was the best intergalactic song played tonight. But yeah.
It was a close second, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, the production on that was phenomenal. Really good.
Oh, thanks, man.
Love that a lot. Okay. And who inspires Bob? Who inspires you? Let me just say that again, because I just stuttered like her in that song. So, yeah, fuck off. So who inspires, fucking hell, I'm struggling. So who inspires your music, your work? Like, what do you listen to generally on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know...
Sorry, Bob. I can't have that. Who the fuck talks like that? This is why we edit. You don't get this on New Music Saturday.
That's true. Hey, Bob, who inspires you?
Fuck me. It's that easy. It was that easy. Honest to God. Mike.
I've unmuted myself just to laugh at you.
Mike.
Yeah.
You know Bobbin is on your label, don't you? Do you want to take over? Thanks, mate.
You know that guy, Richie, that does Smash
Mouth?
Yeah,
the one who did Snatch.
What?
Guy Richie.
Oh, that was very, that was sharp. You've done that before.
Sorry.
I really haven't.
Excellent. I love it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. We're going to hear a track on the podcast in a minute.
Fucking, you fucking piece of shit and go fucking, what the
fuck? I mean, possibly. I'm not sure. We might have lost Richie. Sorry. Sounds like he's been possessed by demons.
Sorry. The missus has left some fucking food from the, we've had takeout and we've had Chinese and they're going about how clever the Chinese are, but they eat tiny little bits of food, thousands and thousands of little bits of food with two fucking sticks. I don't use chopsticks, and that's all she's got in the fucking bowl. And I'm trying to pick up little bits of food with a fucking stick.
Are you not into chopsticks, Richie?
No, I'm fucking English.
All right.
I'm picturing Richie right now trying to pick up the one little piece of rice.
Yeah.
That's, I'm just stabbing it.
There's a fly going to go past any minute. He's going to catch it in midair.
How is this a good idea?
I can't answer that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.